Now, remember to look your parole officer in the eye.
Right. I don't want to be a cat for the next 75 years.
You'll do fine, and we're all pulling for you.
That helps. How's my breath?
Fresh, but not medicining.
You'd better go. You don't want to be late.
Wish me luck.
Good luck.
Nice to see you again, Salem.
It's nice to see you, Mr. Gray. And may I say you're looking trim? Have you lost weight?
Don't push it. Okay, I've been reviewing your file, and I'm pleased with your progress. Enjoying your life as a cat?
Yes.
The urinary tract problems?
No.
Giving back to the community?
Yes.
Gotten any strays in trouble?
No.
Still want to take over the world?
Yes. Wait, no. I meant no. No!
How'd it go?
Don't ask.
Which way to Swan Lake? What do you think, Salem? Does this look like a cross-section of a cell?
Looks like you cut a styrofoam ball in half and painted on it.
I did, but what do you know about biology anyway? I'll get it!
Afternoon, miss. You the lady of the house?
I'm one of them. Can I help you?
Question is, can I help you? Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Linus J. Skeezix, quality witchwear.
You're selling something, aren't you?
Only the finest and most enchanted items you'll find in any realm. Now, might I interest you in some snake oil?
What does it do?
What do you want it to do? I'm just kidding, of course. It's guaranteed to keep your snake slick, slippery, and completely squeak-free.
Sorry, we don't have any squeaky snakes.
Well, then perhaps you'd like the Encyclopedia Micronica.
Well, it's kind of hard to read.
Well, that's why I also sell giganto glasses. Here, put them on. Every word is 6 feet tall.
Wow, that's a big M.
Trina, who's at the closet?
It's a salesman.
Why, who is this lovely lady? I bet you have to beat him off with a stick. And I have just the thing for that. The Amazo stick.
We're not interested.
Well, then how about a tomorrow ball? Ask it any questions, see your tomorrow today.
Hey, I could really use that.
No, thank you. Mm. We don't need your tomorrow balls or your Amazo sticks or any of your other fine products. Now, goodbye.
90 years, same as cash.
Mm-hmm. What'd you do that for?
Sabrina, don't be taken in by those cheap magic tricks. They never work.
But he made that ball sound so cool.
The best way to see tomorrow is by going to bed tonight.
I can't until I finish my biology project.
And I suggest you work on that.
How much for the tomorrow ball?
500 coin of the realm or $3 American.
Deal.
Pleasure doing business with you. There's one in every house.
What have you got there?
A tomorrow ball. Let's see if it works. Oh, tomorrow ball. What grade will I get on my project?
A minus.
A minus? Good enough.
But why is Mr. Poole wearing a Catholic schoolgirl's uniform?
I have seen the future, but I don't understand it.
Hey, Sabrina.
Hey.
What's that?
My science project.
Whoops.
What's that supposed to mean?
My books are slipping.
Check it out. I got the ticket. Smashing Pumpkins tonight. Our lives are 12 hours from being perfect.
Did you hook me up?
You know it. Harvey, I thought your parents said no more concerts after the Metallica incident.
Yeah, they think they're forcing me to stay in, but really they're just forcing me to sneak out.
You're gonna sneak out? What if you get caught?
They'll ground me, but it's okay. I don't have anything to do next weekend.
Mr. Poole's got legs.
Now I understand.
You do? Then explain it to me.
Thank you for your projects. Now, I'm sure you're all curious about my duds. It's Scottish Pride Day. Now, have ye any questions about Scotland? Okay, then back to science.
I have a question.
Yes.
Who are some famous Scotsmen?
Ah, well, there's William Wallace. You know him as Mel Gibson. Mary, Queen of Scots. No big surprise there. And Dr. Ian Wilmot, the guy that cloned the sheep. Any other questions?
Can you do one of those jigs?
A jig? Please, that's a silly Irish dance. We Scots do the Highland Fling! What's going on here? Hootin'!
Freeman, the principal. I thought this was a science class.
It's Scottish Pride Day.
I don't care if it's dressed like your Aunt Sally Day. This is inappropriate behavior for a biology teacher. Won't you in my office after school? And no more dancing?
Yes, sir.
Hey, kids, nice to see you. Look, I'm French, but do you see me wearing a beret and dancing the can-can?
No.
That's right. See you tomorrow. And put on some slacks.
Don't worry, Mr. Poole. I like your purse.
It's a sporran. Do you have a minute? I need to talk to you. Hey, have a seat. It's about your cell project.
Let me guess. A minus, right? I know I could have knocked myself out and gone for an A, but I just...
You got a C.
What?
This is not the kind of work I'm used to seeing from you. Look, you left out the mitochondria. It's the powerhouse of the cell.
I didn't mean to. I don't believe this. You know, tomorrow looked a lot better yesterday.
Why don't you try it again? Take the weekend and do it over.
Thank you, Mr. Poole. I totally, completely, really, really appreciate this.
Balls, 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 balls.
What's going on? It sounds really interesting. Oh, that's all?
I can't find my tennis racket. Have you seen it?
No, but you can borrow mine if you promise to give it back.
I will.
I keep it in the piano bench. Here.
Thanks. Wait. This is my tennis racket.
No, it's not.
And why is there a Z on it?
Because I once lost a set to Zorro.
I am sick of this. For centuries, you've been taking my things and you never return them.
What haven't I returned?
Let's see. Crossbow, juggling clubs, Ming candy dish.
You kept a list?
Since 1542.
That. Shepherd's crook, cotton gin. I have no idea where any of this stuff is.
Well, I suggest you find it because I want it all back.
That
how many
so
centuries
like
can you go on being irresponsible and inconsiderate?
American!
Lucky Sabrina's home.
I thought magic was supposed to make my life easier.
What happened?
The tomorrow ball's a big fat liar.
You bought a tomorrow ball? I warned you about those.
Yeah, you're always warning me. Anyway, it told me I was gonna get an A minus on my science project.
And what did you get?
A C.
Sabrina!
But don't panic. Mr. Poole gave me another chance, so I'll work on it all day tomorrow.
What's wrong with right now?
I had to get ready for the Smashing Pumpkins concert. What?
You're not going to a concert.
You showed poor judgment in trusting that tomorrow ball. That was a major mistake.
But I told you all about it. Don't I get points for that?
Yes, which is why we're grounding you for just one weekend.
I don't believe this. I'm missing the Smashing Pumpkins.
Bummer T. Jones III.
It's not fair. I was set up by a novelty item. Lousy, cheap, magic oracle piece of enchanted garbage. Vacuum cleaner.
The flying vacuum cleaner. Is that a plan I smell?
Maybe. I mean, what's worse, sneaking out of the house or letting row double J seat 126 go to waste?
I think we both know the answer to that. I'll be downstairs creating a distraction. Set it on whisper.
Okay. Got my ticket. I'll take my chances. No risk, no rock.
Does this belong to you?
Sabrina, what's going on?
I caught her over Brookline, flying with a full bag and trailing a lot of dust. That warrants an admission citation. But when I attempted to pull her over, she took off.
I was looking for a well-lit area.
We thought you were upstairs doing your science homework.
I was. Until I wasn't.
Well, I'll let you go with the warning this time. But be careful. There's a lot of sad stories out there in the dark night sky.
Consider me warned.
Thank you, officer.
Good night. And fly safe.
Hi.
Sabrina, I think you owe us an explanation.
What were you thinking?
I don't know. I feel so low. What's happening? What are you doing?
It's not us.
You're small because you feel small.
How do I get big again?
You won't until you feel better about yourself.
Now, why don't you go to your room and think about what you've done?
Okay, but could you help me? It'll take me days to get up the stairs. Gentle, Aunt Zelda.
There you go, right next to your science project.
I'm really sorry about what I did.
We know. We'll discuss it later.
What a huge mistake.
Sabrina, can we come in?
Oh, no, she's gone again.
No, I'm not. I'm on the bed.
Oh, how'd you get over here?
Salem carried me in his mouth.
It took all my self-control not to eat her.
You're still small. We thought you'd be feeling bigger by now.
No. I think I'm going to be 6 inches tall for the rest of my life.
You know, it's not a good idea to go to bed tiny.
But I really messed up.
The important thing is that you learn from your mistakes. We all make them.
Except Zelda. She's perfect.
Even I make mistakes, although it's been a while.
Hey, maybe you guys could tell me about some of your mess-ups. It might make me feel better.
Ooh, ooh, me first. Let me tell you how I went from man to cat in one dumb move. Our first plan of attack is to take Madagascar! Yeah! Works in risk, it'll work for us.
Cream and sugar?
Can we focus?
Sorry.
Follow me. And I promise I will be the most benevolent dictator the world has ever seen. Did I say dictator? I meant leader. Oh. The time is now! Witch power.
Witch power.
Witch power.
Oh, no! The witch fuzz! We're busted!
Party's over, Salem. You're under arrest for conspiracy to dominate the world.
But we're a non-profit organization. We meet to discuss new ways of thinking. Yeah. So I was sentenced to 100 years behind whiskers.
At least you have a nice home.
Rent-free, I might add.
So how did you guys end up with Salem?
That's Hilda's fault. I mean, story.
Forgive me. I was young and idealistic, and I thought Salem might actually pull it off.
You were one of his followers?
Yes. I was on the refreshment committee.
So they turned Salem into a cat, but how were you punished?
I have to keep him worm-free for a century.
Whoa. You know what just dawned on me? You guys had lives before I got here. This is amazing. We have a lot of catching up to do. So were you ever kids?
Yes, although it was back in the 14th century. There were no phones, no TVs. Things were very different.
Behold the abacus. Behold the blabacus.
Quiet! Why are we doing this?
To enlighten the masses.
The abacus is a modern instrument for performing arithmetic calculations developed by the greatest scientific minds of the...
Oh, get out!
I wasn't doing anything. You always go for the cheap laugh. I do not.
It's just like a tire of your pathetic attempts to try and get attention. Now can I get back in my abacus?
Each lower bead equals one. Each upper bead equals five.
Can I see that? My abacus! No, it's mine! It's mine! She always takes my stuff!
In retrospect, things weren't really different at all.
Where's the list? I want to put abacus on it.
This is so much fun. Tell me more. Have you always been a musician and a scientist?
No, I bounced from job to job for centuries.
It took me a while to figure out what I wanted to do, too.
So, what was the worst job you ever had?
Hard to say. Blacksmith. Donkey walker. Oh, I'd have to go with deep sea fisherman.
Halibut ho! Hard to starboard!
The other starboard kelp head! It was awful. Chapped lips, salt water. Bad combination.
It's your turn, Aunt Zelda. What was your worst job?
I think it was back when I lived in Wales and I tried my hand at coal mining.
Ah, I told you if we went deep enough, we'd find a seam, Gwinnick. How you doing, Chirpy? Chirpy? Canary's dead! Let's get out of here! Oh, push, Arbok, push!
I still can't get my fingernails clean.
But Zelda, I thought you said your worst job
let's
was...
Let's not bring that up.
Yes, let's. Please, let's. What did you do?
It was the one time Hilda and I worked together. The West was still wild, and there were only two ways to make money. Law enforcement and showbiz.
Thank
Mulch, welcome.
Enough patter.
Our first number is one of our favorite songs.
And we hope you like it, too.
Oh, I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. Oh, I'm going to Louisiana, my true love for to see. Two bits that night.
And then they ran us out of town. Fortunately, we figured out the secret to financial security.
What secret?
Should we let her in on it? The secret is junk. Hold on to anything long enough and it'll become valuable.
We just sold our old pewter dishes to the Smithsonian for an obscene amount of money.
And you know what's going to keep us in cruises during our golden years? Plaid thermoses in mint condition.
Okay. We've covered jobs, money. Now let's get to the good stuff. Your love lives.
All right. But first, Salem, out.
Fine, I'll leave you girls alone. I have to use the box anyway.
Okay, so how old were you when you had your first kiss?
16.
48?
And have either of you ever been married?
Sabrina, that might not be the best.
It's all right. I can talk about it. As you know, I was engaged to Drell. The wedding was all planned. I had the Acropolis, a maid of honor, a fantastic caterer. The only thing I didn't have was Drell.
He's 5 minutes late.
He'll be here.
He's an hour late.
He'll be here.
It's getting cold.
All right, let's go.
Hilda, I'm sorry.
Don't be. I'm fine.
So that's why it's in ruins.
Fortunately, history has blamed the Turks.
And how about you, Aunt Zelda? Have you ever been married?
Never. She's too picky.
Actually, I have.
What? When? Why didn't I know about this?
I don't tell you everything.
Tell me! Tell me!
I was living in Florence during the Renaissance, and I met a guy. Benvolio?
In the flesh.
What are you doing here?
I cannot stay away from thee, Zelda.
Oh, I miss thee too. But what if someone sees us? My father does not like thee much.
Is he near?
Nay, he tarries at the bear baiting.
Odds bodkins, I'm in luck. I wrote a song for thee. Shall I strum?
Prithee.
Alas, my love, you do me wrong to cast me out discourteously when I have loved you so long, delighting in your company. Green sleeves is all my joy, and who but my lady green sleeves? Work in progress.
Benvolio, I love it.
Well, you wore green sleeves yesterday.
It's beautiful.
All beauty pales in your wake. Marry me.
Oh, thou playest me like a lute. Yea, I will marry you.
Huzzah! Come, I know a chapel in the field of myrrh. They're open all night.
This is crazy. It lasted 3 days. Musicians.
I can't believe you never told me about Benvolio.
It wasn't that big a deal.
Not a big deal. It means you made a mistake. You're not perfect. This is the greatest night of my life.
I'll get the camera. Maybe we should let Sabrina get some sleep.
No, I want to ask more questions.
All right, one more.
Okay, should be important. Did you guys ever make your own sausage? No, wait, I can do better. How did you guys decide to let me come live with you?
Oh, that was an easy decision. See, we knew you'd be coming into your powers soon.
And with your mother in Peru and your father in a book, we thought the best place for you would be here. I can't believe Sabrina arrives in 2 weeks.
I know. I spent the whole second act thinking about it.
Good evening, Silvio.
Thanks. I mean, as strange as it seems, we may be the closest thing she has to a normal home.
True. We're witches. But we're suburban witches. Just hope we're not getting in over our heads.
Sabrina spent the last 5 summers with us.
What if we make a mistake and ruin her whole life?
We won't. Derek, I'll have my massage later.
Yay! Caviar. My favorite.
Now, you do realize once Sabrina's here, we'll have to make a few changes.
What?
No more late nights on the town, no more weekends in Tuscany.
No more Formula One racing?
Too risky.
Hey, we can turn the second floor disco into her bedroom. Don't pout, Lance.
Which reminds me, there's something else we'll have to give up.
You mean?
I'm afraid so. Silvio, Lance, Derek, we need to talk.
But why'd you get rid of them?
We thought servants might spoil you. We wanted to teach you responsibility.
And to respect men.
But you gave up so much. It seems like taking me in was the biggest mistake you've ever made.
Don't say that. We love having you live with us.
And we have never regretted it for one moment.
Really? Hey, I feel something bubbling.
Stand back.
I'm normal size again.
Is that it? I could have sworn you were taller.
I'm glad you're feeling bigger.
Me too. And I appreciate you guys telling me all those stories about all the weird stuff you've done. It made me realize how lucky I am to live with such cool aunts. Thanks for everything. Am I still grounded?
Yes.
I knew that.
Surprise!
What's the occasion?
I'm celebrating you. Our talk made me realize we've been through a lot together, and I wanted you to have this.
How sweet. My abacus.
I found it in my sock drawer.
Oh, thanks for returning it. Wait, it's broken.
I was 8 and mad at you.
Now I can't use it.
You have a computer.
Only you would give me a gift that belonged to me in the first place.
Can I see that? My abacus.
It's mine. It's mine. She always takes my stuff.